Now, I want to give you a checklist that covers all of the items I presented here relating to property management decision-making, as well as additional points to be considered in managing your properties. Some items have come from other management experts, and I don't use all of them. You've got to pick and choose those that best fit your personality and your situation. This list is going to help you develop your own management style, I believe. Let's take a look. Never show a vacant apartment or home to a prospective tenant unless it's ready for occupancy. If property is vacant for more than 2 weeks, consider a rental incentive like a microwave oven or a small color television set. Have the tenant complete a move-in, move-out form when first moving into a rental property. Any damaged items should be listed here and submitted to the manager. Never let a tenant move into a property until the entire amount agreed upon has been paid in cash or the check is cleared. Make all rents due on the first of the month. Tell the tenant you're willing to loan the appliances to them for the period of the lease, but you're not responsible for any maintenance or repairs. If anything happens to the appliances, they can either repair them or replace them. And I'll add to this, I don't do this, but I've heard of investors who do. Provide an incentive for prompt payment of rent by discounting the lease amount $25, $50, even $100 a month. Now remember to set the lease amount $25 to $100 above the amount you would normally charge. The security deposit should be a different amount in the monthly rent. Inform tenants in writing that your insurance does not cover their personal property. They should obtain their own insurance, which can usually be purchased for less than $200 per year. If there are no drapes or curtains in the home or apartment, don't provide them. If there are drapes and curtains, don't replace them when they become soiled or wear out. Keep good records on each individual home or unit. Know what your maintenance and repair costs have been for the last year and on what items. Keep track of paint colors and improvements to each individual property. For problem tenants, offer a monetary incentive for leaving. For example, offer them $200 to $600 to vacate the property within 24 hours. Seek membership in your local apartment association. It's made up of other investment property owners and will keep you up to date on new management ideas and changes in landlord-tenant laws. Also, use it as a resource for learning about new properties for sale. To identify the closest apartment association, contact the National Apartment Association, located in Alexandria, Virginia. The telephone number's in your manual. Consider contacting a local credit bureau, which you can find in the yellow pages, for access to credit information on potential tenants. You can use this information when deciding whether or not to rent to a potential tenant, or you can disregard the information, whichever you choose. Keep in mind, though, that some potential tenants might not want to apply for tenancy once they find out that their credit worthiness is going to be checked. Also, they must agree in writing to your requesting a credit report. Contact your local police or sheriff's department about the cost of running a background criminal check. The real estate forms portfolio that I include in the No Down Payment course contains amendments to strengthen your lease in specific areas, such as pets and waterbeds. It also contains many forms to accommodate the management of your properties, such as lease extension, subleasing, move-in and move-out checklists, rent collection, and tenant eviction. Okay, let me recap the material I've covered in this audio chapter. There are various sources available to assist your search for tenants. You might advertise yourself, use a fee-paid rental company, or allow a management firm to seek out tenants. If you can, manage the property on your own, at least for the first few properties you purchase. Saving the money you would spend on property management can sometimes mean the difference between a positive and a break-even or negative cash flow. But I think more important, managing your properties helps you learn the management business and the responsibilities of a manager, which is invaluable knowledge when and if you decide to use a property management company later on. A well-structured, tight tenant lease minimizes your maintenance costs and maximizes your rental income. Maintaining good relationships motivates good tenants to stay. Legal eviction methods should be used to get troublesome tenants to move out as quickly as possible. And in some cases, paying tenants to leave may be the most efficient alternative. Problems with property management are not a function of the business itself, but they result from a lack of understanding or knowledge. Property management is one of the most misunderstood aspects of real estate investing and the most important. If you don't practice good property management, you're going to experience high management costs, have bad tenant relationships, and management's going to be a burden. The discussion of management I presented here should give you a good perspective on the responsibilities associated with being a landlord and some creative ways to deal with management problems. Although this discussion is just a broad brush coverage of the subject, what you've learned is more than adequate for managing your first few investment properties.